Hello everyone, and Happy New Year to all. It's the start of 2025, and I can feel the energy and the excitement in the air, can't you? And 2024 was an incredible year, filled with lots of milestones for me, and challenges, of course. You can't go without one without the other. Growth, learning, not just for me, but for many of you. I know we've had many conversations over the year, and seems the common theme throughout the year in 2024 for our global community. So as we step into 2025, I want to take a moment to share my thoughts, hopes, and dreams for the year ahead. So let's grab a coffee together as we usually do. And if you don't like coffee, maybe you can grab a tea, whatever makes you feel cozy. And let's kick off the new year together. So looking back at 2024, I'm reminded of the power of resiliency and innovation. We saw incredible strides in technology, particularly in AI and machine translation, which continues to reshape how we communicate or how can we connect together as a community, as a global community. And more importantly, we saw how people, yes, people like you and me, play a vital role in making these advancements meaningful, inclusive, and impactful. As we move into 2025, my word for 2025 that I'm choosing this year at the beginning of the year is momentum. We want to keep the momentum going for 2025 as we did in 2024. And we want to build on the successes that we've had in 2024. We want to increase them, obviously. And we want to pursue personal passions, whatever personal passion you have in life, and strengthening relationships, be it business relationships or personal relationships. In this year also, we want to make sure that we keep moving forward toward the big dream, whatever that big dream is for you personally and for all of us. And we want to work smarter. I want to work smarter, and I want to take advantage of the new technologies that's offering out there. And I want to take action, not necessarily have goals with no actions. I would like to take actions. So now every new year comes with, you know, as we go through every start of the new year, we come in with the opportunities, and we put goals, and we put a bunch of things in front of us so we can achieve in the new year. However, every year has its own share of challenges, uncertainties, and let's be honest, those pesky resolutions that we put forward in at the end of the passing year toward the new year, in this case 2025, normally they don't live past February, right? So by the time February comes in, we already forgotten about 2025 goals. Not because we want to, just because we're all swamped with many items that bombard us every day and make us forget what we promised we want to do for 2025. So this year, though, I want to make sure that I continue focusing on these goals, and want to make sure that I focus on progress, making those small progresses toward my goal. So let me share my three intentions that I set for 2025 with you, and maybe they'll inspire you, and you can set your own, of course. But for me, is number one, and what I would like to achieve in 2025, sorry, is I still haven't gotten used to the 2025, yes, but it will. The embracing of collaboration. So I want to embrace collaboration, whether through the Localization Fireside Chat podcast with all of you guys, global conferences, I want to attend a little bit more of that, and everyday interaction that I'm committed to amplifying the voice of the industry, your voices, and sharing your stories and building those connections with the audience, with the global audience. The second goal I have for 2025 is be adaptable. And I've always been adaptable, but the amount of changes, the amount of opportunity, the new world technology that we're seeing right now has created an environment where we need to be a hell of a lot more adaptable than we used to be. So for those who says, well, I'm adaptable, but if you say adaptable on a barometer kind of thing, on a scale, your adaptable scale that used to be like 2-3 years ago needs to be accelerated in 2025. And that's what I'm aiming for, is to accelerate my adaptability to the new reality of learning, new tools, new technologies, etc. The third opportunity that I have, or the third goal that I have set for myself, and I hope that makes sense to you as well, is I want to celebrate the wins. I want to celebrate the big and the small wins regardless. The big ones, obviously, we celebrate them, we enjoy them, etc. But more importantly, celebrate the small wins. And why is that? Because in a lot of cases, the small wins lead us to a larger win. And that was celebration. When we celebrate those smaller wins, we understand the value of the win. And that also we understand the value of the progress we're making toward the big wins that we have set our goals on. So for me, 2025, really, those are the three goals that I have set for myself. But for me, for 2025, is really a blank sheet of paper. That's how I'm seeing it. And I am also looking at 2025 as a year full of possibility and also full of opportunities. And I'm one of those individuals that, for those of you who know me, who talked to me before, we've had conversations on many occasions, I always feel there is always a way to create positivity. It doesn't matter what the situation is. I don't ever think that the door is closed on anything. The door is always open, and the doors always can be open if it's not open. So to my incredible friends and colleagues, I'm speaking to you directly. I want to say I love you. I thank you for your collaboration with me. I thank you for the conversation that we've had throughout the year. And I look forward to making sure that we can stay in touch, stay connected, stay consultation with each other, consulting with each other, talking to each other, share ideas for the greater good and a greater benefit for us as individuals and for our industry on a global level. For this, I want to send from my family to your family all the best for 2025, and I wish you nothing more than success in health, in business, in your relationships. It doesn't matter what it is. I hope whatever you desire, make sure it happens in 2025. Thank you.